Hi all, it's your old friend Jack. It's Wednesday, and you all know what I think of Wednesday. It's hump day. Yeah, I'm a child, aren't I? So, it's been a while since I last did one of these audio posts. I thought it was time to do it again. I've got lots and lots to share with you. I had intended to do this remotely, if you will. Instead of sitting at the old laptop, I wanted to do it using the AudioBoom app on my phone, but it keeps crashing. I'm not really sure why, so I may uninstall and reinstall it, which leads me to a comment that I'm really sort of tired of fighting with technology to do what I want it to do. It seems to happen quite a bit lately. Not with everything I'm using, but with enough. I'm recording this on my old laptop because the new laptop, the microphone, it always sounds like I've recorded with a bucket over my head, which is never a good sound. You don't hear me brag, if you will, very often, but I've got a good radio voice. I've got a good phone voice. I wouldn't say that I've got a face for television, but I do have a voice for recording. So I want to take advantage of the tools and resources I have at hand. And the last thing I want to do is sound like I've got a bucket over my head. Just not cool. So that goes back to this whole idea of technology working with you. Now, sometimes when we run into issues with tech, it's because we just don't know how to use it very well, whatever the product or service we are using. And sometimes it's because it's not working properly. And you notice the headline here, it says, "Is there such a thing as too many gifts?" And it's really sort of centered around my children who, they get too many gifts for the holidays. It makes me crazy every year. And part of me feels badly saying that because there's a 10-year-old boy inside me that says, "Boy, this is awesome. Wouldn't it have been amazing if I had gotten this many gifts when I was a kid?" But there's the adult part of me, the father in me, that says, "This is just a pain in my ass, frankly." It's gotten a little bit easier as they've gotten older because they understand that there's no possible way that they can deal with all that they've been given. But I worry about it as to whether it impacts their gratitude and appreciation. They have one set of grandparents that have many other grandchildren and one set that don't have any other grandchildren. So the set that do not have any other grandchildren focus all of their attention upon them. And to a large extent, that's good. And I have to give them credit in the one respect that they these gifts that they accumulate, they buy them throughout the year. It's not like they go out just during the holiday season and go apeshit. They're buying stuff in January and February and March, and you know when they see it, and then somewhere around November, December time frame, they check in with the kids and ask what they want. And they usually add a few of those things in. So some of what they're getting are clothes, and some of it's necessary items. But it's just too much, and it just bothers me. And part of the reason it bothers me, I suppose, is because the other side that has multiple grandkids, which is my side if you hadn't figured it out, I think it causes issues for me sometimes because I think grandma sometimes feels badly they don't have more gifts to give, and I keep telling her that the kids don't care, and they really don't. They don't judge who they love more based upon the number of gifts, but every now and then they will make a comment because kids do, and that's it's just caused issues. Going back to technology, if you will, and too many gifts, I would gladly trade a lot of these gifts for a couple of big gifts. Like, if they wanted to give the kids another laptop as opposed to spending $8 million on tchotchkes and this, that, and the other thing, that would be cool. And, I think about it a lot because the kids right now, they share one laptop. They share the old laptop that I'm using to record this. And overall, the old laptop's okay. But it has certain issues of its own. And if you're using If you're using it for MS Office stuff, it's pretty good. If you're using it for MS Office, browsing the internet and doing a few things at once, then it turns into a dog, and it's just a pain in my butt. And I'm constantly doing things here to try and keep this, bad boy running a little bit longer, which is sort of frustrating because, I have this great plan that I was going to get something new this year, as in a new laptop. But if you know the old expression of the, people planning, God laughs, then you know that God is laughing hard at me. Ha ha ha! Thank you, God, for laughing so hard. Yes, life has humbled me again. Dear universe, we need to do something about this. But that's a whole separate issue. In any case, I'm going to stop this here, and we'll find out potentially from comments and or emails. How many of you actually listen to the whole thing, and how many of you think I do a great job of putting you to sleep? A new cure for insomnia that's not as addictive as Ambien. So, I'm Jack, you're not. Be thankful for that, and I'll see you around cyberspace.